الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our silsila Pathway to Paradise. Let's just listen to a beautiful fazilat blessing of reciting durood and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that on the day of judgment, there will be no shade except the shade of the throne of Allah azza wa jal. Three categories or three types of people will be under the shade of the throne. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will these people be? And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he replied, that the one who removes a worry of my follower, my ummati, and the one who revives my sunnah, and the one who recites durood upon me abundantly. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Today, inshallah azza wa jal, we're going to be talking about charity, sadaqah, giving in the way of Allah azza wa jal. There are many names for this, charity, sadaqah, you know, giving in the way of Allah azza wa jal. Today we will learn how much reward Allah azza wa jal gives to a person who gives in sadaqah. And remember, it doesn't mention the amount of money or the amount of charity or the amount of the sadaqah a person gives in the way of Allah azza wa jal. It doesn't say the amount. You can give one penny in the way of Allah azza wa jal. And if that is accepted, then subhanallah azza wa jal, ware ne are. If that is accepted, Allah azza wa jal will inshallah azza wa jal grant you the gardens of paradise. There's a very beautiful story that has been mentioned in Uyunul Hikayat, volume number 1, page number 412. Very beautiful. So, to be honest with you, you know, when I was reading this story, subhanallah azza wa jal, you know, you think about the mercy of Allah ta'ala, how Allah ta'ala, he looks for ways to forgive his people. وہ کہتے ہیں کہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی رحمت بہانے تلاش کرتی ہے. How can I forgive these people? They listen to this story very very carefully. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, there were three such people in Bani Israel. One was suffering from a disease in which due blood disorder, white spots developed on his skin. So this individual, he was suffering from this disease that he would have white spots on his body. The second was a bald-headed person, and the third one was blind. And in order to test them, Allah Azza wa Jal continuously sent an angel in the form of a human to them. And the angel first went to the person who was suffering from white spots on his body. And the angel, he says to that person, which thing do you like the most? Tumhe sabse zyada kya cheez pasand hai? And he replied, I like a good color and a healthy skin. Because due to these white spots on my skin, people don't like me. When the angel passed his hand over this person's body, his illness was cured and his skin color became normal. The angel asked him again, which wealth do you like the most? And he replied, I like camels. He was immediately given a pregnant she-camel. And the angel made dua for him. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant you blessings in it. Then the angel came to the bald-headed person and asked him, what thing do you like the most? And he replied, I like beautiful hair. Since people dislike me because I have a bald head, I don't have no hair. The angel passed his hand across this person's head and he was granted beautiful hair. The angel then asked him, which wealth do you like the most?
And he replied, I really like to have a cow. Yani, I like cows. He was provided with a pregnant cow. The angel prayed for him that may Allah Ta'ala bless you with abundance. Then the angel, he came to the blind person. And he asked him the same question. What do you like the most? And he replied that I like that Allah Azza wa Jal restores my eyesight so that I could see the world, I could see the people. When the angel passed his hand over him, his eyesight was restored. Then the angel asked him the same question again, which wealth do you like the most? And the person, he replied, I really like goats. And the angel made dua for him and he was given a pregnant female goat. Now the she-camel and the cow and the nanny goat began to give birth to young ones to such an extent that within a short period of time, entire fields were full of camels and cows and third one with goats. Then the angel came back to the one who had suffered from the white spots on his body. And the angel said to him, the angel appeared to him in the form of a very poor person. And the angel, he says that, I am a poor person. My provisions has run out in my journey. And there is none to take me to my destination. But I hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And please, I need your help. For the sake of the one who blessed you with the beautiful skin, give me a camel so that I can get to my destination. Listening to this. That person, he refused and he says, I have already got many responsibilities and rights. The angel then said, I do know you. I know who you are. Are you not the one who was suffering from leprosy, from white spots on your body? People used to detest you. People used to hate you. And you were a poor and a needy person. Did Allah Azza wa Jal not grant you wealth? He replied, I have inherited all this wealth from my forefathers. The angel replied, if you are a liar, if you are lying to me, may Allah Azza wa Jal turn you back into what you were before. The angel then came to the one who was bald-headed and had the same conversation with him as well. He also responded in the same manner. The angel said, if you are a liar, may Allah Azza wa Jal turn you back in the condition that you were before. And then the angel came to the blind person in the same hulya, in the same manner as a poor person. And the angel, he says to the blind person that I am a very poor person and I am a traveler. My provisions, my food has run out. Please, in this state, I cannot get to my destination. But I have trust in Allah Azza wa Jal and I need your help. Please help me. The angel, he says, for the sake of the one who blessed you with your eyesight, I beg you to give me a goat so that I can get to my destination. Now, subhanallah, what did the blind man, how did he reply? He replied, I was blind and Allah Azza wa Jal granted me sight. I was poor and Allah Azza wa Jal made me rich. You may take whatever you need from my wealth. By Allah, however much you want, you may take for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. I will not stop you. Upon hearing this, the angel said, keep what you have in your possession. Actually, you three were put to a test by Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with you and he is displeased with both of them. And both of your friends have been turned back into the state that they were in before. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you know, this was such a test. What do we learn from this? Now this story was not just a test for them people, but it's a story that me and you can learn a lesson from. Humne kya sabak seekha hai? What lesson have we learned from this story? Just like the other two people, we know that Allah Ta'ala has given us everything. We know that whatever possessions we have, whatever wealth we have, whatever ni'mat that we have, we know that Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who has given us these ni'mat. But do we thank Allah Azza wa Jal? Do we thank Allah Azza wa Jal for what He has given us? And then whatever Allah Ta'ala has given us, Do we give it in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, or do we hold it to ourselves? Shayad kahin aisa to nahi hai pyare Islam bhaiyo ke hum bhi kehte ho, we say to ourselves as well, this is all my own wealth. Maine khud kamaya hai, I went out, I worked hard, and all this wealth belongs to me. But do we remember? If this is what we are saying, then remember, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, Allah Azza wa Jal, the Almighty, the Razzaq, He is the one who provides us with risk. He is the one who gave us all this wealth today. If we do not spend this wealth that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us, then remember, if He gave it to us and He takes it back away from us, remember, that wealth may not return back to you. Be like that blind person, that when Allah Azza wa Jal accepted his dua, he had a wish. What was his wish? I wish I had my eyesight back. That was his wish. Allah Ta'ala granted him his wish and his eyesight was given back to him. But yet, he was not ungrateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. He was thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal. He was thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal for giving his eyesight back. And then, when the angel asked him what he likes, he says, I like goats. And when someone needed that goat again, that angel came in the form of a human being. And the angel, he says to that person, I need some goats. That person didn't think twice. That is how me and you should be acting in our lives as well. When someone comes to us and he asks us in the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, and we know that person is genuine, then we should give, my dear Islam brothers, in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember, no matter how economically advanced a country is, it is still cannot completely eradicate poverty, as there are so many people who are still alive in poverty due to various reasons. Allah Azza wa Jal has entrusted the wealth and prosperous people with the responsibility to satisfy them. Just imagine if in the whole world everyone was rich, everyone had money, everyone was living a good life, then who would we give our money to? Who would we give sadaqah to? Who would we give charity to? In the same way, my dear Islam brothers, Allah Ta'ala has made everyone different. We are all needy of each other. For someone who is rich doesn't mean that he doesn't need anyone. He is in need of a person. If that person is going to get married, he is in need of a alim ad-deen. He is in need of someone to offer the read his nikah. When someone passes away, we are in need of someone to offer our salatul janazah. When you are ill, you are in need of a doctor. When you are in need to study about your beautiful deen, you are in need of a scholar, of an alim ad-deen. So everyone has been made so that he is always in need of someone. But remember, when it comes to wealth, sometimes we think to ourselves that because I am wealthy, I have that money, everyone is in need of me. That is not the case. Allah Ta'ala has made poor people. There are poor people in this world. Okay, Allah Ta'ala has made them needy of you, but you are in need of them. Where are you going to give your zakat? 2.5% zakat. If you are eligible to give zakat, then 2.5% you're going to give zakat. If you don't find anyone, how are you going to pay your zakat? And then your fitrah, all these wajib sadaqah, you need to give them. You've said a mannat, aapne mannat maani hai, aapki mannat puri hui hai, you need to act upon that. Who are you going to give that money? You've broken a qasam, aapne qasam todi hai, you need to feed poor people, you need to clothe for a poor person. If there are no poor people, how are you going to feed? So Allah Ta'ala has made you needy of them. And instead of sitting at home and waiting for someone to come to you, you will go out and you will look for these needy people and you will fulfill your commands that you had in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So remember, my dear Islamic brothers, there are people out there who are in need. Beshumar log aise. There are so many people, ma'azallah, who are dying because of poverty. There are so many people who are dying because of hunger, because of thirst, because of sanitation. There are so many people who need you. But where does our wealth, hamara paisa kahan jata hai? Where does our wealth go? Where does all my thousands of pounds that I've got saved at home, I've got stashed up at home, where does my money go? When someone comes to help me, and even our own cousins, hamare rishtedar hamare paas aate, we don't give it to them. Why? Because it's my money. That should not be the case. Your own relatives, your own blood relation, they are more, you should help them more than anyone else. Charity begins from home. Our own family members, if they are in need of your money, then don't think twice, give it to them. Give it to them as a loan. If you can't afford to give them as sadaqah or as helping them, give to them as a loan. Give to them as qarz-e hasana. Take it back from them. But at least give them. Make their lives, unki halat better kare. So, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, there are so many people in this world that need our help. But where does our money go? Hamara paisa kahan jata hai? There are so many people, there is a mazak bani hui, there is a joke that people have more money than sense. Pata hi nahi hai. They'll spend money here, there and everywhere. But when it comes to spending in the right manner, they will have people dying in front of them because they are hungry and thirsty. Yet they will go out and buy something else. They will go out and throw that money away. So fuzool kamo mein kharch kar dete hain. Even our weddings. You know, there's people, you know, we talk about giving to the poor people, we talk about giving to charity. How much money do we spend on our wedding? Be realistic and be honest to yourself. Put your hand on your heart and say that my money, how much do I spend the money on my wedding days? How much money do you spend on your children's wedding? If some of that money was sent abroad to poor people, even your own family members, your own villages, your neighbors, you know, in any poor country where your relatives are living, just imagine that money that we are spending on our wedding, even if 1/3 of that money is sent there, unki zindagi ban jayegi. Their life will be sorted. They will be living a good life, a prosperous life. They can open up a good business. They can feed their children. But yet, does it happen? Sadly, it doesn't happen quite often. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there's always good people around. Aur yaad rakhe, Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, when we talk about giving wealth in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, it really doesn't matter how much money you have. This matters. Ye dil kitna hai? When it comes to giving in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, when we are in the masjid, you know, we dig into our pocket, that £1 coin comes in and we put it there. Ab ye kya hai? Dil ki baat hai. And some people don't have much. But when they give, they will give everything what they have. There's so many examples, inshallah. We're going to go through some of these examples, especially the life of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and the life of the Sahaba ikram. Para number 8, Suratul An'am, verse number 165. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, translation from Kanzul Iman, and it is He who has made you successors in the earth and ranked some of you high above others in order that He may test you with what He has bestowed upon you. And regarding this verse, Sadrullah Fazil, Allama Maulana Mufti Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Murad Abadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi says that He makes you undergo tests and trials and observes how grateful you are after gaining a high status, blessings and wealth, and how you treat one another. So all this wealth, all this status that what I have in the community today, all these people loving me, people chasing me just to take an autograph of me, all these people who want to meet me, who want to shake hands with me, all this is a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. Are you going to pass this test or are you going to fail this test? You know, when a person, usko thoda sa maqam mil jaye na, when a person he gets a status in the community, he thinks that's it, yehi banda hai. No one is like him. Everyone, ma'azallah, is a second class citizen. I am number one. Main badshah hoon. I am the one. I should be treated like this. I should be, you know, people should stand up in front of me. People should come and kiss my hands. Log meri izzat kare. Log meri tarife kare. Meri wawa kare. No. This is a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. And my dear Islam brothers, from this verse and its commentary, it has become obvious that this world is a home of tests and trials. Here, some are being tested with blessings and bestowals, and some are being detested after depriving them. Allah Ta'ala will test a person. Many people were tested. The prophets of Allah, even our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You know, just imagine our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was born, his father had passed away. And then when he was 6 years old, his mother passed away. When he was 12 years old, his grandfather passed away. When he was a bit older, his uncle passed away. And just imagine the trials and tribulations for 3 years, living under in the open air, no shade over you, no food to feed yourself. That was a trial for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and for the early Muslims. They were so steadfast. Aaj pyare Islam bhaiyo, over small trials and tribulations, hum rone lagte hain. We start to cry, we start to panic, we run here, we run there. Well, now what we do, let's go to the cinema, dil idhar udhar kare, maazallah, let's go and watch a film, let's go and do this, let's go and do that. Why? Because I'm stressed out, I've got depression, main stress hu, main tension hai. Now if you've got a tension, then there is one thing that will relieve your tension. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. That no doubt the satisfaction of the heart is in the remembrance of Allah. Allah ko yaad kare. Why are you going to a cinema? Why are you going and reading novels and other stupid books? Why do you open the Quran and read the Quran? Why do you stand up, do wuzu and offer your salah, nafal pare, namaz pare, roze rakhe, do these kind of things, give money in charity. That's how you are going to feel satisfied. What we are doing today to forget that satisfaction is totally wrong. It is the way of the shaitan. Ye to hai shaitani tarika, ma'azallah. Going and booking your seat in a cinema, going and watching film at home, you know, watching films on DVDs and watching films on your mobile phone. That's not going to give you satisfaction. Ye kahan se hame sukoon hasil hoga? That's not going to give us satisfaction. You want true satisfaction, then read the Quran. I guarantee you and I promise you, Allah Ta'ala will inshallah azawajal give you that satisfaction of the heart that you were looking for. You were looking for here, there and everywhere. We go to get advice. Kabhi is hospital mein jaate hain, kabhi us hospital mein jaate hain, advice de. And then people will give you advice. Ye kare, wo kare, ye kare. Advice. Listen to the advice of the glorious Quran. The Quran, it gives us advice. Banda behayai aur bure kaamu se bach jata hai. That no doubt, salah will keep a person from indecency and bad things. Aap padhe namaz, stand up, put your head on the ground. One Buzurg Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he says that he would say to people, oh people, bow your heads in the court of the Creator. He is the one who is going to remove your problems. It's a test from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is the one who will give you success in that test. Kare to say na, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. In another place, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned, Para number 27, Suratul Hadid, verse number 10, translation from Kanzul Iman. And what is it to you that you spend not in the way of Allah, whereas to Allah belongs the heritage of the heavens and the earth altogether? And elaborating on this part of the verse, to Allah belongs the heritage of the heavens and the earth altogether. Mawlana Sayyid Mufti Na'imuddin Murad Abadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he says, you will die and wealth will remain in his possession. And you will not get the reward of not spending. And if you spend in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, you will get rewarded. And similarly, in another place, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned about, you know, giving in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. What type of wealth? Kaun sa maal Allah ki raah mein dena chahiye? That wealth that we don't even need. Koi cheez hai ghar pe hamare, our shoes, yeah, they're too tight for me. Kisi ghareeb ko de de. Sadqa kar de. My clothes, they don't fit me. I don't like them. I don't like the color. I don't like the style of my clothes. I don't like the fashion of this. Give it to someone. Sadqa kar de, sawab mil jayega. Why is it that whenever we give sadqa, we will give something that I don't like, I don't like myself? Oh, sadqa wo kare na, that the one you like. Why are you giving something in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal that you don't even like? And then when you lose something, paisa gum ho gaya, you lost your money, you lost anything else, chalo Allah ki raah mein chala gaya. When you had it, you had no thought of giving it in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. You had no thought of giving it in charity. But now because you lost it, is Allah ki raah mein sadqa. ہم نے صدقہ کر دیا ہے. Listen to this verse of the glorious Quran, para number 4, surah Al Imran, verse number 92. Allah azza wa jalla, he says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Translation from Kanzul Iman: you shall never attain virtue until you spend in Allah's cause the thing you love, and Allah is aware of whatever you spend. Commentating on this verse of the Quran, Mufti Sahab rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he has stated, Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah said, spending here refers to the general spending of all sadaqat, regardless of whatever they are obligatory or voluntary. Yani wajiba, sadaqai wajiba ho ya sadaqai nafila ho. It is a saying of Hassan that the possession which Muslims like and spend for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla in His path is also included in this verse, even if it is only a date. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi used to purchase sacks of sugar to give sadaqah. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was asked, why do you not give anything else apart from sugar in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla? He replied, because I like sugar, so I want to spend the most liked thing in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. You know, so he liked sugar, and that's what he used to give in sadaqah, sugar. Aaj, what do we like? Money? Give money in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. You like beautiful clothes? Buy someone, you know, a pair of clothes. You like to wear good shoes? Buy someone who's eligible. Buy them a good pair of shoes as well. You know, whatever, my dear Islamic brothers, you know, try to give whatever you like in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. As Sayyidatuna Asma bint Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has narrated that the revered and renowned Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to me, do not withhold, otherwise it will be withheld from you as well. Yani don't hold back your sadaqah, don't hold back your charity, because if you hold it back, it will be held back from you as well. Meaning, sometimes, Piyar Islam Bhaiyo, that wealth that Allah Ta'ala has given us, what happens normally, sometimes a person has that money, he's got it at home, he's got it saved up, and then sadly what happens, it might get stolen. Or you might lose that money, because you were withholding that money. Now this is for those who do that. In a zen banane ke liye main arz kar raha, I'm just trying to make your mind. It doesn't always be that a person who doesn't give sadaqah is always that is withholding that money. That's not always the case. But for those who are always withholding, they are, if I give that money, I'm not going to be having anything left over. If I give, you know, so much money, what am I going to be left behind? So all that money that we are holding behind, we are holding back, that money, Piyar Islam Bhaiyo, what if he gets stolen? What if you lose that money? Was it not better that you give it in the way of Allah? So was that, Piyar Islam Bhaiyo, a beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which is quoted in Shu'abul Iman. Allah Azza wa Jal has said, O son of Adam, deposit something to me out of your treasure. It will neither burn, sink, nor will it be stolen. I will give you a full return at that time when you will be very needy of it. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again quoted in Shu'abul Iman, that start your mourning with sadaqah, because trouble does not step approach due to giving sadaqah. Do we act upon this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If not, then inshallah, so then we can try to act upon that. Give sadaqah. Apne ghar mein na koi donation box rakhe. Have a donation box at home. Have it in your room. When you, it just, like I said, Allah Ta'ala doesn't say how much amount of sadaqah you need to give. Whatever you can afford. But give something in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. You know, sometimes the person, you know, the shaitan whispers in his mind, okay, you're giving that money, but what are you getting in return? You know, what are you getting in return? I mean, kya hai? You know, banda businessman hai na, siyana hai na, because he's giving that money, what is he going to get in return? To Piyar Islam Bhaiyo, the ulama, they say that when a person gives sadaqah, then in his destiny, uski kismat mein, kya likha tha? that his son is going to fall and hurt himself. That person will have to spend money on taking him to hospital. That person might have to stay at home, so he can't go to work, he can't earn that money. But by that sadaqah, that charity that you have given, Allah Ta'ala will remove this problem from your destiny. Aur tumhari kismat se ye cheez hata di jayegi. Just because you gave a sadaqah. Now again, let me remind you, no amount. You gotta give £100 every day, you gotta give £1 every day. Yeah, you can afford 10 pence every day, put 10 pence in the box. Apne bachchu ki aadat banaye. Give them money, not their own pocket money that you made them, and if they're nabaligh, obviously they can't give. But give them, for example, give even 10 pence. Give them 10 pence and say, putar, when you go out the door, yeah, just make sure that you put the 10 pence in the donation box. Inshallah, so then, you know, that way, you are going to teach your children as well. You need to teach your children. The best way that you teach your children is the way you do your amal as well. Banda khud amal kare na. So inshallah, azza wa jal, ye bachche hamare hame dekh kar amal karenge. Another beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam quoted in Al-Majma' al-Zawaid. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Inna sadaqat al-Muslim tazidu fil umri wa tamna'u maytat al-su'i wa yudhibu Allahu al-kibr wal-fakhr." Indeed, the sadaqah of a Muslim increases his life and rids him of a bad death, and Allah Azza wa Jal, through its blessings, removes arrogance and boasting, a bad habit of talking proudly about your own abilities and of feeling pride. Another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam quoted in Shubul Iman. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, certainly sadaqah protects the giver of sadaqah from the heat of the grave, and certainly a Muslim will be under the shade of his sadaqah on the day of resurrection. Subhanallah. Another beautiful hadith quoted in Al-Majma'u al-Zawaid. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, one who gives sadaqah for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, that sadaqah becomes a shield for him against hell. Subhanallah, a shield. It will become a shield for him against the fire of hell. Subhanallah, kitne fayde. How many benefits and blessings you've been giving sadaqah. Subhanallah. Fair Islam bhaiyo, sadaqah, it also prevents disasters and affliction. It increases one's life. It removes a bad death. Sadaqah removes arrogance and pride. It removes the heat of the grave. Sadaqah will be a shadow on the day of judgment, and it will save us from the torment of hell. In the famous book of Amir al-Sunnat, Fazan al-Sunnat, Amir al-Sunnat, he narrates a short story. Sayyidatuna Abu Ja'far bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was an abdal, highest level in the ranks of Sufism of his time, has stated, once a beggar came to my doorstep and asked for help. I asked my wife if there was anything to give him. She replied that she only had 4 eggs. I asked her to give them to the beggar. She did, and the beggar left with those eggs. After some time, a friend of mine sent me a basket full of eggs. I asked my wife as to how many eggs were there in the basket. She replied that there were 30 eggs. I asked, you gave 4 eggs to the beggar. So according to which calculation have we received these 30 eggs? She replied, actually, there are 30 unbroken eggs and 10 broken ones. Elaborating on this parable, Sayyiduna Shaykh Allama Yafa'i Yamani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has stated, out of the 4 eggs that were given to the beggar, 1 was broken and 3 were unbroken. Allah Azza wa Jal gave 10 in return for each of those eggs. The broken eggs for the broken one, and the unbroken eggs for the broken one. Subhanallah. Kya baat hai. Main sab daulat raah-e-haq mein luta doon. Main sab daulat راہِ حق میں لٹا دوں شہا ایسا مجھے جذبہ عطا ہو صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد وعلی آلہ وصحبہ وبارک وسلم. پیارے اسلام بھائیو and viewers of Madani channel, in one beautiful verse in the glorious Quran, para number 3, سورة البقرہ, Allah Azza wa Jal, he says that the example of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah is similar to that of a grain. which has grown 7 stalks, and in each stalk contains 100 grains, and Allah Azza wa Jal may multiply it for whomever He pleases. And Allah is all encompassing, all knowing. Subhanallah. Amara kya zain bana hai? To give in charity. Sadqa karna hai. And let me repeat this again. There is no amount set here. It doesn't say that you gotta give that much money. Whatever. Jitna bhi ho. And mera naqis mashura hai, madani mashura mein aapko deta hoon, and myself as well, have a donation box. Atiyat Dabba, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawat-e-Islami, there is a department, Atiyat box, donation boxes. Speak to your Zimmedar Islamic brother, get a donation box of him, keep one at home, and start to give charity. Whatever you can afford, 10 pence, 20 pence, 50 pence, 1 pound, whatever you can afford, try to put that in that donation box. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, every month, Islamic brothers will come to your house and they will collect that. Or you can take it to the masjid and empty it, bring it back again and start all over again. Kitna maza aega. Kitna maza aega ki Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, the father is putting money, the mother is putting the money, the grandfather is putting the money, the grandmother is putting the money, and even little children. Alhamdulillah, what the father gives to them to put in charity, you're going to give that as well. Remember, if you've given money to your children as they're spending money and you made them as the owner, then if they are nabaligh, then they are not allowed to give money in that donation box. And that donation box is just, it's a sadaqah jariyah for us. Just imagine that money. You know, if you look at the departments, Dawat-e-Islami, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, is actively working in more than 104 departments. In the UK, Dawat-e-Islami is actively working in many, many departments. Masajid, Faizan-e-Madina, Maktabat-ul-Madina, Madrasat-ul-Madina, Jamiat-ul-Madina. So much that is happening in Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal in the UK. And how much money do we need? Lots and lots of money. Bahut paisa chahiye. But inshallah Azza wa Jal, with your du'as and inshallah Azza wa Jal, with your help, Pyare Islam bhaiyo, inshallah Azza wa Jal, this madani work, this madani train, or we can say this madani plane, will inshallah Azza wa Jal fly towards Madina. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the ability to spend our wealth in His way. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi wa Sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم